You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We all know this. The dating world has changed immensely since most of us were in it. I mean, there's ones to Andy still in it.
Am I?
Yeah, you're still. I mean, you haven't given up yet, right?
Kind of.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Everyone else here is kind of settled down, has a partner in their life. But for those still in the dating world, it's obviously... Well, Chuck, I forgot about you.
No, I'm like, what are you talking about?
I did forget all about you,
for
a second.
You did. I'm like, well, no.
I'm here. What's wrong with me? I'm not a good...
Yeah, exactly. I've
Chuck.
Settled down with James.
We've settled down together, okay?
Me and James have settled down.
Well, I forgot you're out in it again.
He got married and...
Now he's my side piece.
Yeah. Well, good for you guys. But that's what I'm talking about. It's a changing world. It's different than most people remember. There's been a noticeable shift in what defines a relationship, the importance of monogamy, and dating protocols all around. In fact, one third of people dating right now see no problem with dating multiple people at the same time.
There never has been.
Well, there has been for a lot of people. Generally, if you're dating someone, to me, dating is you're with that person only.
Oh, not to me. To me, dating means you're allowed to do whatever you want because you're just dating. We're just dating. We just go out every once in a while.
Just like seeing people.
Just seeing each other.
Seeing, that's what I always defined
like
it as.
Dating
right.
To me is seeing. Like you're there's some kind of commitment.
Commitment.
Oh.
I agree. I see seeing negative. Someone is casual.
That's dating. My girlfriend. That's my girlfriend. That's when stuff changes for me.
I would never define it until it was like we had a conversation. It was like, okay, so are we seeing anybody else or what? No? Okay. That's how I did it with my husband.
One in five have been in some form of consensually open relationship now. That's just that common. Of those who are multi-dating, this is crazy to me, 33% are seeing as many as six people.
That's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
How
it's
do
a lot
you,
to juggle.
Why?
Around.
Too many.
It's a lot. You're busy, busy, busy. A lot to do.
I think six it's like, because you don't really, you're not putting in the time that people think you have to put in anymore.
You're just having sex. That takes about 2 minutes for some people.
That's right. So it's like, if, you know,
and we're done.
You can go have sex and then still do something else that night.
I guess, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, before there was like, if you tried to date four different people, because four people equaled one good person, the four, you'd have to like, a whole night or like a whole, a whole evening was going to be hanging out with one person and talking all night and doing whatever you have to do all night. And that's just not the same anymore.
Just seems expensive to date that many people.
Yeah, that too.
If you're dating them.
50% of people are up for sex on the first date. So you've got a 50-50 chance the person you're with is going to bone you the first time you're together.
Yeah.
That seems...
It all depends on the guy, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if 50 is my range, but...
More than a third would have no issue meeting up with a first date at their place rather than a public place that seems safer.
So that's weird to me.
I don't know, ladies. I think ladies especially. I mean, there's crazy women out there too, but you got to be careful.
It's a bold time we live in.
Yeah. More than 30% of guys don't think they should have to foot the tab for the first date. And more than 50% of women agree with that.
Hmm. Yeah, so I knew that was changing. But it's just like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a lot of touch.
Try to give you every kind of reason to be there with me.
Yeah.
Also, 15% of guys say they'd be offended if a woman offered to pay for a first date. 10% of women feel the same way. And 25% say they're ready to reveal their kinky side on a first date. With some of the following.
Yeah.
Outdoor sex, role play, bondage, threesomes. First date.
And some people get a lot of that out of the way in the conversations before they meet.
I was going to say, a lot of times you know exactly who you're dealing with.
Bust out the bondage on the first date kind of people.
Without having a conversation. Mm.
I just, it blows my mind that you'd want to tie someone up on the first date.
Why wait?
I guess.
I don't know if you call it a date when you're tying each other up.
I know, but I mean, that's, I guess, like, in the world of seeing multiple people.
Yeah.
If that's what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I don't recommend getting tied up on the first time there.
I don't recommend letting anyone tie you up that you don't know.
Some people pay for that, though.
Yeah. But to me, if I paid for it, I feel like it's a service.
It's safer.
Like I could complain. I could complain to the Better Business Bureau.
I feel like it's safer when you're paying for it. It's your exchange. It's a business transaction then.
Yeah.
Some stranger tying you up that you just met online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if
to me, it's riskier.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like a dominatrix is credentialed.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. They have like an advertisement somewhere.
They got skin in the game. They got a business to keep.
They want repeat business.
Many clients.
Ask them for references.
Yeah.
I know. That's just talking to a guy in a ball gag. It's very hard to understand him.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And chivalry appears to be dying. More women now frowning upon things like when a guy brings flowers or opens doors for them. They're not cool with that.
Well,
the door thing, I don't understand. Flowers can be, I don't know, that seems a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah.
I think flowers would be something you would just randomly do when someone is your actual girlfriend.
Yeah.
I can't imagine bringing flowers to a first date.
Oh,
like
no.
Showing up with flowers? To me, that's from the 1950s.
That would be so strange.
They'd think you were weird.
What are you doing? It's over the top here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not 1945.
Yeah.
Especially with how
stuff is set up now. It's just not.
No, it's very strange. Plus, it's like you got to, if you're going on a date and you're going to do stuff after, what, you got to carry those things everywhere?
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
So, what's a better date then while we're speaking of dating? Grabbing a meal together or just having drinks? They gave people about 6 options and asked which one they'd prefer. A meal still topped the list. More than 1 in 20 people say that'd be their ideal date, though. 1 in 20, sorry, rather, would skip all that, go straight to sex on the first date. Like, no coffee, no dinner, no lunch.
Yeah.
That's just a hookup.
Sex. Yeah.
Yes.
Dinner or lunch is still number one. 29% say that's what they want to do. Getting together for drinks, 27%. Grabbing coffee, 16%. I always think that's the best. Because then there's no big commitment there. You're not stuck together for hours. If the person's a dud, you can grab a quick coffee and get the hell out of there.
Sure.
Going for a walk together.
That's a good one. They talk and hang out.
That's Jason's move. Or was.
The walk.
Yeah. He definitely would do the hike.
Is that because you didn't want to make a commitment to the night, Jason? Why would you just choose a walk?
There's a couple of reasons. You know, one, I didn't want to be taken advantage of, so I'm not going to go out to like some fancy dinner and pay $150 if we're never going to see each other again.
Yep.
I like walking because then I can talk to you and I'm anxious, you know, like I'm not my real self when I'm in like a packed restaurant. I feel like I can't just be me in the real way. So I like walking, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I found someone else who walks. I feel like there's something similar there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you could get over me taking you out into the woods on a walk, then, you know, I feel like we got past any creepy, like weird thing, you know.
All good points.
Yeah.
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 And banging in the woods is fun.
There you go. He likes the nature bang.
Only 8% say a movie would be their ideal date. Now that's dropped way down the list. It's just, you don't get to know someone if you're just sitting watching a movie with them.
You don't get to talk.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good first date.
It's a horrible one.
And meeting up just to have sex, 6% of Americans say that's their ideal date.
Yeah. I mean, if you can swing it.
Yeah, right. That's
it. If you can swing that kind of thing, I can understand why it's popular.
This guy said, I'm confused. It's okay to talk about bondage and threesomes, but flowers are a no-no. Really? Someone else said, so no to flowers, but a ball gag is okay? What?
Yeah. Well, I think so in some cases.
Yeah, I think so too. Because a lot of times you're only going on the date with this person because they saw something in your profile that says you don't mind choking somebody.
I always show up with a butt plug in hand.
He does every time. Always let him in. Always let him in.
That is interesting.
No, but I'm just saying that you've set up stuff, and I think what scares a girl more than anything is a guy that seemingly is trying so hard. And to me, I brought you a bouquet of flowers from the grocery store. Is trying.
You think that's trying too hard?
Too hard on a first date? My God, dude.
Yeah. It looks desperate.
Yeah.
I guess there's just some old school guys left.
No, there isn't.
Judging to these texts, people don't understand why they can't bring flowers.
I think I get their point. With the bondage thing, it was more you have a conversation, like we're saying.
But haven't guys known from the dawn of time? Like, is this old news now that, like, you can't be the nicest guy they've ever met right off the bat?
You can be nice.
You can be nice.
You don't have to bring flowers.
You just don't have to.
I prefer nice.
Suck up the whole time. I think you get negative points for all that
nice
stuff.
I prefer nice the entire time of the whole relationship rather than fake nice, just to whatever, and then you're a total a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a difference there.
And yeah, if you're a nice guy, though, you don't...
You can be a nice guy, don't bring flowers.
You can be nice, you just don't have to, like, you know, throw your jacket down on a puddle.
Give flowers later if you're in a relationship. That's fine.
Yeah, when it's established. It's like, I am with you and you are with me.
But it's happening, as some guy said. A girl asked about pegging on the first date.
Well, yeah, probably because she didn't like
it. This is modern dating. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm out of touch. I have no idea that people are pegging. They want to peg on the first date.
They want to peg on the first date.
I don't know.
They want to.
Okay, I really.
First of all, I think an old school woman wouldn't even imagine pegging a man.
No,
yeah, right? No, that's,
like, that's not in their wheelhouse. That to them, that's a very feminine thing.
Yeah,
a man taking it up the rear.
Yeah,
so that in itself has evolved.
Yes,
our definition of masculinity and, you know, sexuality has evolved.
I'm sure with a lot of people, it's not the number one thing. You know, the pegging on the first date. But
I don't think it's number
one. No, my God, that's got to be a minimal first date pegging.
So put it in perspective, I suppose, but.
Yeah.
You just met a very advanced lady.
Yes.
But I think girls these days are way more advanced back there than anyone is ready for.
And by back there, you mean rectum?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll give you a kiss back there, Dave.
My God. Jesus, Charlie.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of it, and very open, like, this is what I do. Really? That is wild.
He said, "Give me the groceries."
Yeah.
Said he saw a girl's Tinder where it said, "Nice guys finish last in me."
I mean, you're dealing with a whole different type of woman here.
Wow.
I mean,
you sure are, Lisa.
This isn't
Jesus
normal life. I don't know what, I mean, it is normal life, but
yeah,
it's, if you're on Tinder and you're looking for that,
I don't think most girls are like that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either, but
there's like a, if you're on Tinder, you're going to have more of those girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're tenders to have sex. That's a sex act.
But listen, like, people reach out in DMs. They do all sorts. There's all sorts of bold girls that are, like, reaching out in DMs.
I think girls are more
bold. Here's my number. Hang out with me.
I don't think they're
anytime.
All just waiting for you to ask them out these
days. No.
I think that's a difference.
But Tinder's also a cuckold lure, so.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. You got to know.
It's a huge one. Seriously.
Cuckold lure.
Yeah.
Lure a man.
It is.
Get him in the bed, need a bull.
Going bull fishing. I brought my bait. Tinder.
So you put all that out there. That's how you get more.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. It says, I love eating.
I told you.
Just came in there.
It's a wild time.
This woman said, I have not once paid for a date with my guy in 3 years.
No, I mean, I don't have a problem with that either. It's just... You know, I'm not going to get upset if a girl was like, let me pay. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get upset. I prefer to pay.
Yeah.
We're talking about how the dating world is changing. With voice changing technology, we go to an anonymous person from Detroit. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Penis, guys.
Penis.
So this is pre-COVID. Some friends of mine, they all had the idea that I should hit up this chick, and I wasn't really interested, but I did. And long story short, she shoots me down. And I'm not even interested in her, right? So now I look the fool, and I'm like, are you serious? Didn't you want to do this in the first place? I was pretty frustrated because, you know, we all share a close circle of friends. So I'm kind of mad about this. So I go back to my friends, and I'm, you know, complaining and venting about this whole fiasco. And I'm like, at what point in time do I just dispense with all the, you know, the niceness and just go with being a total, a complete tool and just go, hey, listen, baby, I'm not asking. I'm telling you, Friday night, I'll pick you up, look hot, and no, I don't need your address. I'll find you.
Well, that's scary. I'm just being a tool.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And my friend's wife, without missing a beat, pipes up and goes, yeah, no, I go out with that. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you serious?
No, like, they're not
don't
kidding.
Say that.
Yeah, no, but they're no. not kidding. You have to understand, it all depends too. The younger a person is, the dumber they are. So the dumb have not gone through enough life experience to know that that guy right there is such a bad idea.
Oh, a terrible idea. I don't do that, by the way. But
right.
yeah, when you're frustrated, it's like, no, seriously, listen, I'm going to pick you up. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. Yeah, that goes back to a dark time.
Yeah. All right, and honestly, I mean, like there is, for me personally, living life like that as a guy like that, that's what's exhausting. Trying to keep that front up. I'm a bad boy. The bad boy of ant collecting. It's like, it's pretty hard. You know, it's not, for me, it's not worth it.
I gotta go home and take care of my damn fish,
yeah.
bitch. I gotta feed my fish.
You know. It's just not worth it.
On a regular line, Sarah's with us next. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. You wanted to share a tale.
Yeah. So before I met my husband, I went on a first date, just a random date I found like online. And I show up to the restaurant and he seemed like, good looking guy. Sit down. He pulls out a clipboard. And he had multiple questions for me.
Oh, yeah. No.
He asked, check this.
No.
He asked me how healthy my cervix was.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
He told me that he wanted to have kids within the next 6 months.
Oh, wow. That's fast.
Because he was not getting any younger. He told me that it seemed like my gene pool was pretty well because I was good looking from what he could see. He asked me if I had, like, he was asking, like, my parents' health. I'm like, listen, like, I just wanted to go out on a date. I didn't think you wanted to plan my life. And at that time, I had another child, and he was like, oh, okay, so you can bear children. I'm like, no.
I feel like you end up in this guy's basement.
Children.
Yeah. Oof.
He was, and then I was like, okay, nice to meet you. Like, when he's like, well, don't you want to, like, my number? And I'm like, no.
No, cross that right off your clipboard.
Yeah, I'm good, but thank you for dinner. And he was, like, messaging me on the thing. I'm like, I deleted my whole profile.
You didn't just block him, you deleted the whole profile.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm like, I can't handle it. No, I'm good. It was the strangest day ever.
Yeah, any dude that shows up with a clipboard before he even opens his mouth.
Yes.
Got a fertility exam. Bizarre.
He really wanted a kid.
I feel like she was moments away from being stored in a room where he had his many children as he wanted.
His breeding basement?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's really creepy stuff.
He's like trying to clone her something.
That's really weird.
Any guy who doesn't realize that's bizarre
is out of their mind.
Incredibly twisted, right?
Definitely.
Showing up with a clipboard asking those types of questions to a woman you just met?
Yeah.
It's
like American Psycho.
What's this to be like your genetics? It's a real weird guy.
And it's just like, you hear stories that seem unbelievable. Like, you can't believe there's people like that in the world. That think that's a normal way to act.
Yeah, I mean, that's why that guy's probably single, though, you know?
Yes.
Well, sure.
Well,
clipboard. You'll have that clipboard for a long time.
Yeah.
The poor dude is going to be lonely.
Yeah.
He's not going to get his baby in 6 months.
No.
No.
No, that's bizarre that they'd even say, like, who's going to be like, sweet. Knock me up.
Yeah. I found the man of my dreams.
Right. Knock me up right now. Someone said that they actually take flowers every time they go on a first date. 27-year-old guy. He said, the way dating is right now, I have found girls are getting tired of a-hole guys who don't put effort in.
He's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's right in that. Older. He's like right in that sweet spot of where girls are starting to figure stuff out. So he might have found a little bit of a wheelhouse there.
I think that, you know, out of probably, like, if he goes on a date with 10 women, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 of them are going to be like, that's cool that he brought flowers.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Mm.
Someone else said that I had a first date, ended up with sex with a girl. I'm 50. She was 28. Except she just kept saying, punish me, daddy.
Yeah, well, expect that. Expect that if you're a 50-year-old guy and a 28-year-old girl wants to take you out. Guess what? Guess who has daddy issues?
Yeah.
Mike's with us next. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Penis and balls.
Penis. What's your comment on this?
I was calling about the dating thing. I mean, I've been told I'm too nice of a guy. I go out on dates, and usually it's the second time, and they just, oh, well, I can't see you anymore because you're too nice of a guy.
What do you do? What do you, how do you act too nice? Like, what are you, just being you? You're just...
I'm just me. I mean, I'm older gentleman, and I'll open the doors, I pay for food, and we go out, and I pay for the whole night.
Huh.
Think it's going well, ask it. We go out again, same thing. Then next thing I know, it's, oh, you're too nice of a guy.
Right. I mean, right. You do have to know, though, that sometimes that is just said, right? Like, that's almost like, right, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, it's like a general statement.
And just a nice way to wrap it up.
I feel
but
like
they went out with them again. It's not like they didn't.
Yeah.
Twice, maybe.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean.
And I'm like, I didn't know I needed to be a douchebag, you know? I mean, women yeah. are like that. I don't understand.
No, I mean, there are a group that does, and it's usually, like I said, it's just you haven't had enough life experience to know.
Do you make moves on them, like, with anything? Do you do anything, like, to show interest?
I show interest, but, I mean, I don't do the first move. I mean, that's, you know, I'm old school, so it's like, you know, I show respect because they're ladies. I think they're ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, our finding is that people don't want that respect anymore for the most part.
Honestly, I think that there's a weird level of, if you don't show interest in a certain way, then a girl thinks this guy's not into me.
Right.
Which is crazy. Like, a guy can really, really think you're hot, all that stuff, and they just don't want to, like, overstep their bounds. They want to, like, they're waiting for, like, a real solid green light before they do anything. And the girl's like, wow, this guy won't do anything, so he doesn't like me, so I'm out.
It's weird. They just let him down gently. Instead of being honest and saying, hey, are you not into me or something? You know, you haven't tried anything?
Yeah, no one is honest.
I guess no one is.
I mean, I tell them flat out that this is the way, you know, this is how I am. I'm, you know, and it just, I don't know. I keep getting, oh, you're too nice of a guy. And it just, I don't understand. I'm old school, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things, too. I think there are certain guys, and I think guys look at girls in the same way. Like, I would look at a girl that was too nice back in the day, where I would be like, ooh, no, I can't date that girl. Because she's like a girl you go places with. She's a girl you start dating, and this goes somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? So stay away from that one.
Right.
You know, date someone where it's not going to go anywhere.
And I think with this guy, it's just women, like you said, just letting him down.
I think
gently.
They're letting him
like
down.
Just, they just realized there was nothing there, and they just wanted to be nice and say, hey.
Yeah, I do think that's just kind of like a blanket statement.
Yeah.
It's
just nice.
That they say.
you may be nice, but I think it's them just saying, hey, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be nice to you about it.
Here's the truth. Just whoever you are, you should just be that person. So if you're an a-hole, just be an a-hole. If you're a nice guy, just be a nice guy. Because at the end of the day, it's exhausting trying to be something you're not.
Yeah.
But know who you are, too. So many people don't know who they are.
Well, sure.
For me, it's like right now, like what I want to do is like I want to like look better. I want to like take care of myself. I'm going to therapy, doing these things so that like I have more control over that situation.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, that's the best.
Give
thing
them
you
something
can do.
To like actually want to be with.
Man. Yeah.
This guy said, first date with my now ex-wife. She said, I'm not going to have sex with you, but I will blow you.
Thank you, my lady.
Found out she likes to do that to all the guys she meets. Didn't see the red flags, and now I have to pay for 12 more years.
No, I know, but if you don't see a red flag when a girl, like, you take her out on a first date, and in just conversation, she's like, hey, we're not having sex tonight, but I'm going to go down on you. You have to know you're not the first person that she said that to. You're not. See, that's the problem with guys. We think, oh, it's because of me. Yeah. It's because of me. She can't keep her mouth away because of me.
She just wants it so bad.
Oh, my God. I'm so hot.
I think it's so common for people to ignore every single red flag with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just, they know it. They know it.
Well, we get it all the time in email. Like, we read through people's emails and we go, oh, my God, flag, 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 flag.
Yeah.
And then they say, what do you think?
But later you look back on it and you go, oh, my God.
How do yeah.
you
know? But I think
it all makes sense now.
I think a
you
lot of people
just,
though.
Red flags.
You do.
I
mean, you do.
Red flags all the time.
But the thing
I'm
is,
like, that's definitely not a red flag. It's like waving. It's right. I'm like, oh man.
But I think everyone thinks they can like. Well, yeah, I can see that's a red flag. But with me, it won't be a red flag. We'll fix that right up. No.
Scott's with us next. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. We're talking about how penis, how the dating world has changed immensely. You wanted to chime in.
Yeah. So I'm 33 and I live in like a rural area of Michigan. And like online dating is not the, you know, I'm old enough where I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I found out to have a girl cousin roommate. She brings a lot of her friends over and they like to party. And I'm just up forward with them. Like most of them want the D. They just. Nowadays, it's kind of crazy. Like, women just are kind of turning into men in the mentality of they know what they want when they get to my age, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is something to that. And, I mean, I do think that that's an in. Like, the hardest thing is when you have no in. You know, like, yes. I don't have anywhere to go to, like, meet random girls. So, like, you know, living with a girl that's a cousin or whatever, she's always going to be bringing in random, you know.
Yes. And it mostly turns into one night stands, but some of them turn into like, whenever they come over, they just know they're invited into my room, kind of. Like, not saying like, you know, I'm the king in the bed or nothing
so,
like
right,
that.
Right.
Your cousin's your pimp.
Basically.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm just, but I don't get any money from it.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's finale, too bad. You can, yeah, that's what you get. We get.
Well, I mean,
better than money. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, all right, Scott. Yeah. All the best to you.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for a good night.
See ya.
Good night. Good night.
Because he's just heading to bed.
He's got
been,
done
he's
banging.
He's been up effing all night. Yeah. Effing his cousin's friends all night. So he's heading to bed now.
Good night, sweet prince.
Yeah.
I hope you dream of us in your slumber.
Giving guys hope. Tanner. What's up, Tanner?
How's it going?
Good, man. You wanted to chime in here.
Hi. So, I was just going to talk about how, like, with guys my age, I'm 19. And with, like, the whole Me Too thing where guys my age, if we try to pursue something or make the first move, it a lot of times it's perceived as creepy or almost, like, predatory.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine being 19 right now and living in this current climate. Like, well, my
knowing
God,
how,
it's
what
so,
to say, what you
so
can't
terrible,
say, what to do,
so
what
terrifying.
Getting consent form signed.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Have to bring a form where, hey, this is what I'm doing. Please don't, you know.
Well, it's like, I remember when I was like in my 20s, the guys that would be, there were some guys that would ask permission for every move that they were going to make.
And we've heard from a lot of women that that's a turnoff.
It is a turn. So it was a turnoff.
Where's the middle ground? Like, can you ask permission once and then just go ahead? Or do you not ask permission? And I don't know.
It's a strange. I agree with you. It'd be hard to be a young guy right now in the dating world. So Tanner, how are you meeting girls? What's the number one way you're meeting women?
So I've actually had a girlfriend for 2 years now. We're coming up on 2 years soon, and we actually met through Tinder. And it just kind of worked how Tinder was supposed to work. And we talked. We're like, hey, we're not going to do anything. We're actually just going to hang out. We're going to go have a couple drinks, you know, sit at the house, just kind of relax with our friends. And that's not what happened. We hit it off. It was a really cool night, and we ended up just keep talking. But
you banged?
Like,
yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Davis,
yeah.
Davis is getting ready.
Yeah, the sex.
Yes.
But we had that stuff where it's like, what is okay and what isn't?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like I said, I'm 19, and I have a career that I can do for the rest of my life. And so I feel like I'm a little bit ahead of the game, maturity-wise, for most people my age. And I get that quite a bit. And so I kind of know what I want. But when it comes to just being 19, you kind of get shot down with a lot of things, especially when I'm working around, you know, guys who are in their 40s and 50s who they have that life experience.
Yep. We wish you all the best, dude. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Dave just shot him down. Dave just shot him down.
I couldn't. I swiped right. I know. Yes.
I don't know which way it is
left,
either.
Left or right, whatever it's way is,
the,
no.
One of the ways. So I make that mistake every once in a while with a big girl and give her hope.
Oh boy.
Hey, good for him. I mean, he's 19 already, got a 2-year relationship and a steady career. He's got stuff figured out.
Yeah. My whole thing is at the same time, he has no idea. Yeah, he has no idea. Yeah.
I mean, I wish him well, but
it's not going to work out.
No, Chris. It's going to be crazy.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm not so bad, penis.
Penis to you, sir.
Penis.
What's your dating story?
So, this was pretty recent. I broke up with my girlfriend, went on Tinder, matched with a beautiful lady, and, you know, all of her pictures look great, so we made plans to meet up at a coffee shop about 5 minutes after I get there. No, I'm sorry, about 15 minutes after I get there, she shows up. Well, I think it was her. She looks nothing like her photographs.
Right.
And she sits down, and I'm looking around like, are you this person I was talking to? And she said, well, let me get to the point. I basically need a father for my 4 kids.
Sweet God.
So
oh. Well, at least she got to the point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but, you know, she was wearing Crocs. Her feet were ugly. She was in sweat. You know, she looked nothing like her photos.
Hold on. A woman showed up late to a date in sweatpants and Crocs.
Yes, Dave.
Looking nothing like her photo. Just to ask you if you wanted to be the daddy to her 4 kids?
Yes.
Her 4 boys. Her 4 teenage boys.
Her teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have a lot of 4 teenage boys in my life.
Yeah.
And Crocs wearing pants.
Yeah.
And
14 boys want, like, brand new dad to come over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I politely excused myself from the table and just left out the back door. But it's like, what are these women thinking? Like, you know, I'm going to show up looking like a Frodo and actually seem to be my 4 kids.
Yeah.
The dad to my 4 kids.
They're not even trying.
No, put some effort into it at least. No. Put some real shoes on.
Right, like look decent, you know, if you want me to be the dad to your 4 boys.
That's so crazy to me, dude. Yeah. I mean, compared to her picture. Like,
who does that exactly?
What number would you put on her picture compared to what you saw in the Crocs?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was awful.
Like, yeah. So the picture was like an 8, and then she was like a 2.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, no, she was stunning. I was like, I thought it was a catfish or a bot, you know, because like she was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, I guess I'll go on a date with this, you know, this creature. And it was a creature that showed up.
Yeah. Croc creature.
How you doing? If you could just rub my Crocs for me and take care of my boys.
Croc creatures are the worst.
Croc creatures.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a devastating.
I haven't really been working on my feet all that much. And you can see I got corns.
Like, the holes in them, I could see through the holes in her toes were nasty.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
You could tell her feet were gross.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
No, she didn't put any effort into it at all. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Well, that makes sense. She didn't put any effort into finding a daddy.
Yeah. No.
Right?
No.
So she didn't. Why? She doesn't put any effort into anything.
No.
No.
And they're probably from all from different
it's
men
possible.
As well. Right?
It's possible, yes.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I can't believe she just asked that.
Honestly, though, that's the best case scenario. If you're going to meet someone like that, meet them just like that.
Did she think she was rocking it hot with her Crocs?
This is gonna get does this anyone guy in Crocs think they're rocking it hot?
No.
Least you know,
she was just looking for a real super desperate guy.
That's what.
Doesn't care.
She wanted to be comfortable doing it.
Do you know how many times, Lisa?
I mean, how many times I've showed up to a bar asking a guy to be my kid's dad? So screw it.
I bet she gets laid all the time.
No.
No way.
No, I'm telling
Crocs,
you.
Sweatpants, Crocs, bitch.
Half the time when a guy shows up, half the time if a guy has, he has showed up.
She's asking for a dad for her kids. It's
I can understand that. You don't do it there.
Beyond the
you
Crocs.
Think Crocs creature is getting laid. I do. Because there are guys that'll be like, yeah, that sounds interesting.
No way.
Bang. And never talk to him again.
Maybe, but. Yeah, I'll be your the dad to your kids. Sure.
That sounds interesting. Let's go back to your place.
Talk it through.
Especially if it's like not meeting somewhere else. I think a lot of guys show up on one of these dates and it ends up being a croc creature that answers the door and they bang the croc creature.
No, that's
they
stupid.
Do. They bang them.
That's dumb.
And then they run.
Although this woman said, I had a guy show up to a first date with no shoes on.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Oh, no, that's a bad sign.
You know, it really stops you from being able to go to a lot of places.
It sure does.
Without shoes.
No shirt, no shoes.
Yeah.
No service.
Yeah.
So you're looking at your outfit, and you're just like, that'll work.
Yeah.
No shoes is fine.
I mean, unless you're meeting at a beach, there's really no excuse for no shoes.
Yeah, I mean, even still, you should have some shoes ready.
Sure.
On you.
Somewhere.
In a backpack. But the Crocs creature, that poor bastard, what a night that is. And I can see why he was like, is this the girl? This can't be her.
And I'd love to see her photos compared to her.
Oh, my God.
Reality.
The real versus the online version of her would be incredible. All right, coming up, we're going to get to our first check of the news right now. On the way, how did a carjacking lead to a wild few hours in Metro Detroit? Was a big cat ready to attack a Massachusetts woman and her dogs? And how did an anti-gun violence event in Florida not live up to its name?
Uh-oh.
Let's find out as we check the news.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It's time for a check of the news. A wild afternoon in Metro Detroit after a carjacking led to a police chase through rush hour traffic in Macomb County. They got a Hellcat and they took off in it. Here's the story of how this played out now from WDIV-TV.
Well, there you see some of the tire marks in the grass along Van Dyke near 17 where this chase came to a crashing end. There's the fender. From that Dodge, it was a chase that had many heads turning during this evening's rush hour. Take a look.
Suspect vehicle is going to be a red Charger Hellcat, Ohio.
The chase was on up Van Dyke, and this is how it all started. Take a look at this video. The two men in the front, the victims here. The man in the mustard and the other gun-toting men go into the apartment. Ooh. They get what they need from the apartment and take off with the man's keys and his motor car. A chase getting very dangerous at times.
Van Dyke in the northbound lane.
That's when officers from Sterling Heights, Warren, and Michigan State Police decided this needed to end now.
Hey, Nikki, I'm going to try to get 6 authorized.
It is authorized.
The stop sticks.
He's just
to
on the grass. Fence.
Yeah. The vehicle's tires going flat.
Through the Applebee's lot.
And that's when our guy in the mustard shirt comes running through the parking lot. Police officers, on foot, in pursuit, get him tackled down to the ground and in handcuffs.
Oh, don't resist. Stop resisting.
Smack his ass.
Did you see that?
He gets spanked.
With the night cam, Tim Pamplin, local.
I don't know if that was the... Yeah, he smacked that guy's ass.
He did. He hit him right on the butt.
Very
odd. On foot, in pursuit, get him tackled down to the ground. Yeah. And in handcuffs. His three gun toting collie.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
He
got him right in the bunghole. Yeah. That's a hell of a shot. You're not ready to get punched there.
Maybe that's part of their new training.
Yeah.
Go for the bunghole.
Yeah.
I'll give one shot right to the beehole.
I wonder how much it would hurt
to get
punched
on the beehole.
No, like punched right on the butthole.
Come in here, I'll show you.
Oh my god!
I bet it could knock you out.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't think there's any part of you that's ready to defend it, though.
No. You don't assume that's going to happen.
I think that, like I said, that's probably part of their new training. They're like, don't beat him in the face. Remember, use your training. Hit him right in the beehole.
Yeah.
Stop resisting.
Red him. I got him in the butthole. He calmed right down after that.
I think it just confuses him.
I think it does.
Yeah. Did you just hit my beehole?
That's right. I did. I'm going to keep doing it.
Very, very confused as a criminal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This has got to be the most bizarre story of the college football season.
Okay.
Last night, rumors of a Texas Longhorns special teams coach, Jeff Banks, pet monkey, attacking a young trick-or-treater on Halloween made its way around the internet. Turns out the pet monkey belonging to this college coach's stripper girlfriend.
What's her name, Dave?
Bit a trick-or-treater. Her name is the Pole Assassin.
That's her name. That's what she goes by out in the
I bet there's her works out there, I bet.
Oh, I'm so glad you did this story because I read this morning and I wasn't sure if it was all of it was true, so that's why I was trying to verify. But
again, it made its way.
Yeah, it was all over the
around
internet.
The internet.
Oh my god! That's the pole assassin.
That's the pole assassin, and that's her pet monkey, which is part of her act, I guess, when she's stripping. The monkey's jaw is apparently to be pried off this child, so it was not a little bite.
Listen, those things are vicious.
Pole Assassin took to Twitter to deny that the trick-or-treater was hurt, but did imply the monkey bit the child in some way. She has since deleted her Twitter.
Hmm. It's too bad.
Did she put her Instagram on private too?
Well, this someone took a screen cap of it here. Let's see if it actually does open up if we... No, her
it's open. Okay.
Her Instagram still has an account.
Oh, that's right. This is her monkey's account.
The monkey has an account.
The monkey's account is still there.
Of course. The pole assassin, I think, put hers on private.
She did.
Oh, sure.
But she was like snapping back at people saying an 11 or 12-year-old child should know better than to enter someone's place without permission.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, she was saying they entered the property or something, the back.
The rules were when you get to the gate, turn around and come back out for candy. Every other parent and child did so. No one was viciously attacked. This is a lie. This was not part of a haunted house. The kid did not have permission to be on that side of the property.
The pole assassin better take her monkey and run.
She's gone already. She's gone. She's in hiding.
Texas Longhorn coach is out of a girlfriend and a monkey.
Yeah.
It says, I mean, looking at this guy, you'd never think he'd have a pole assassin, monkey-wielding stripper girlfriend.
I don't know. I feel like when I saw just the side profile of him, I'm like, yep, that's the guy. That's the guy that goes in the strip club, waits for hours.
Oh, really? He looks
paid and paid and paid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like he's bought her. He's
paid and paid and paid to just have her time forever and then finally talked her.
Let me save you from this
life. I think he was married before and then this was scandalous, this whole... I mean, when you end up with the pole assassin, it's... No.
Listen, Lisa, can I be honest? You never know who you're going to end up with. You never know who you're going to end up with.
Man, you'd love to end up with the pole assassin.
Some of us guys are just waiting for a pole assassin to come into our lives.
Yeah, she's deactivated her Twitter.
No, she's...
Oh, yeah, and she's on Jerry Springer. Jerry I forgot that part. I knew there was another element to the story. Here we go.
Oh, yeah,
here's the pole assassin's work.
This was a Jerry Springer episode called Be My Baby Donor. Oh, damn, she is assassinating that pole.
There's housewives everywhere who can do this exact stuff. So far, I'm not...
Oh, come on, Chuck. That's talent. She flipped her whole body around.
No, she's good. She's okay.
That's actually another one of her performances, Dave. This is not on a pole, though. This is using, like, those Cirque du Soleil, like, curtain swings.
Oh, that's even more talented.
Yes, it is quite impressive.
Okay.
Maybe that'll impress Chuck.
I'm hard to impress.
Jerry Springer's just showing you a full pole dance.
Yeah. I appreciate that about him.
Oh, now she's going to the other pole. This is where she gets all the dollar bills, y'all.
Jared Springer is insane. Like, what a crazy dude. Oh, she's taking it down now.
Well, this is where the blanket gets laid on the ground. Time to put the blanket down.
So what, did he see her at a strip club and fall in love?
Yes, 100%.
Let's see another one of her little acts.
I'm going to turn the music off. Pole assassin. I mean, that's her literal name.
She does quite the aerial work.
She's going to do like the pink.
She's performing to Go Deep by Sweet Juices.
Yeah, I don't think I can play that.
Oh my God, look at the view you'd get.
Well,
you'd see right in her.
Yep, that's the plan.
Damn, girl.
Look at Pervert's Row just taking it all in.
She flies over top of the perverts. Like the horror version of Peter Pan. Incredible.
You, my lady, remind me of a horror version of Peter Pan. It's quite
so she
thrilling.
Somehow incorporated this monkey into her act? Mm-hmm.
Somehow, at some point.
She pulled out all the tricks. She's Cirque du Soleil's that bitch. She's got a monkey.
Her hair just knocked all the money off the stage.
Oh, no.
Now it looks like Fred Durst is
He's throwing some more money out there.
Fred
Durst. He did it all for the nookie. Are them titties out?
It's hard to tell. Looks like she got the curtain wrapped around him. She's YouTube safe.
Yeah, I think they're out, though. I don't see anything on her back.
Nope. Showdown. There you go.
The conversations between her and that coach, I think, must be hilarious.
I'd love to know. They should have a reality show.
Like, it looks like he sounds like this to me.
Yeah, I know. He looks like that.
God, you are gorgeous.
That's exactly what I thought. Like, how did he get the pole assassin? But I guess you're right. If there's money involved,
it's a whole different thing. For her.
Yeah.
You don't believe it's love, Lise?
No.
What a crazy story, though. A coach's stripper's girlfriend's monkey attacks someone on Halloween.
She's just fun. It's really fun to...
I'll be honest. The girl I was married to was an absolute drag.
Yeah, I'd love to see this guy's wife before.
I bet she was a lot different.
Oh, like I would pay to hear her comments on this.
Oh my gosh. You'd love to talk to
exactly what I thought would happen.
Let's see if there's pictures of his.
Some of these college football coaches go wild.
Yeah.
Look at that guy. He looks like.
Come on.
I saw like some couples were. Dressed as the dude who coaches Jacksonville, the Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, so the guy would be dressed like him, and the girl was dressed like the girl.
Oh, I saw that.
And every time they took pictures, he would be, like, grabbing their ass and stuff like that. It's, like, pretty funny. Pretty funny stuff.
Can't find any pictures of him with his ex.
Well, she probably said, scrub me from any...
Yeah, but you think that if it was on the internet at some point, it would still exist out there.
Well, the only problem is no one knows who the Longhorn special teams coach was ever until now.
Right. I guess that's it. He was never that big of a deal.
No.
His personal life didn't
matter.
Look
at this guy. He's with...
Mm. No, it's hard to believe. If you just look up, you know, Texas Longhorns Jeff Banks, you'll see the guy we're talking about. But he obviously has paid for that pole assassin to be a part of his life.
Well, I think, yeah, he just put in the effort, you know? Like, some guys will put in that long-term effort where they're spending...
Well, I think he's just like, she's introduced me to all kinds of new things. scissor.
Menage a trois.
He makes six figures, so he's doing all right for himself.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's fine.
That's her, now. By the way. That's pole assassin all dressed up.
But the pole assassin is going to take all his money.
Oh, my God. If she hasn't already,
yeah, she's
robbed him blind.
Do you believe she has a captured chin monkey?
That's crazy, like, dude.
My God, your girlfriend is wild.
A lot more fun than my ex-wife.
Dude, you're living the life, man.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy times right now. I knew as soon as she said, hey, I'm the pole assassin.
You fell right in love with her, I know.
I just was like, oh
my God. This is her with the monkey.
Oh, no.
This is her with the monkey.
Well, the monkey is good on the pole as well.
Yeah, she's, I don't know what she does.
I mean.
Oh, the monkey collects the money.
It's not bad. I mean,
that's all right.
It's a hell of a show. It's a hell of a show.
What a trick.
That is incredible.
Oh. I feel like you get more of your money's worth when the monkey comes out and does a trick, too.
I agree. And then she, you know, flashes you her b-hole.
Perfect.
On the pole.
All the ingredients you need for a good time.
Yeah.
Someone said all she's going to assassinate is his bank account.
Well.
That's so true.
I wonder if he has kids. Can you imagine, like, you bring pole assassin home as your stepmom?
Oh, that's
now
so...
kids. Now kids. I'm going to introduce you to my new girlfriend.
What's her name, Dad?
You just call her PA.
What's PA stand for?
Pole assassin.
Jesus, Dad!
The stories you've heard are true.
Is that chick with the monkey?
Yes, she's a stripper with
no
a monkey.
No way!
I hope you guys love her as much as I do.
That's like, it's crazy.
Don't tell your mom. Do not tell your mom about her. Or the court.
Especially not the court.
Yeah.
Wait, is this his ex?
No, it says pole assassin underneath.
That's pole assassin.
Pole assassin can really, you know, clean herself up, and
she can.
You know.
Well, she's got money now.
You can always tell she's the pole assassin.
She's got a lot of money.
And this is from a while ago. The Longhorns just hired Jeff Banks, who left his wife and kids to be with a stripper named Pole Assassin, who's been on Jerry Springer and has a pet monkey who was part of her stripping act.
Yeah, so they knew about all this before they hired him.
I just would love to see what the ex looked like, what he was with compared to...
I'm sure she's just a normal...
Just a normal lady.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But a crazy-ass story. There's no word yet if any charges are going to be filed against either Pole Assassin or the coach.
I wonder how old he is.
Would you say, like, late 40s? Early
He's 46.
50s? 46. Okay. Yeah, so you would assume he had kids with his ex.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think so. You never know, but...
Who knows?
Pole Assassin, I'm glad you could join me for dinner tonight.
Thanks, baby.
Yes, he has a daughter and two sons, Sydney, Gage, and Tanner.
Oh, my. Four kids.
That's my dad's girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, his wife, ex-wife was named Corey.
Well, you could probably
find it's funny.
Her.
Still on the Texas A&M site, it still says that. Banks and his wife Corey have not updated.
So.
That's from 2017.
But they can't with Banks and his new wife, the pole assassin.
Can you look up Corey? Can you look up Corey Banks?
Okay, let's look up Corey Banks. I don't see. She's scrubbed off the internet.
No, she's paid that money like Lisa.
Is that that can't be her, right? Is that a...
That is a man.
Okay, it's a
That is a man named Corey.
K-O-R-I.
Yeah, well, have you seen him?
I was going to say,
look at his photos. Look at his Twitter photos that he's kept. There's one right in the middle there. Yeah, like, there you go. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Corey Banks is a gay fellow. Yeah. Not yeah. his wife, Corey.
No.
But, yeah, and that is, well, I mean, the boys might like it that their stepmom's the
You know what? I think even if I showed up and with, like, a stripper, I think Rowan still even would be disappointed in his dad. Yeah. He'd be like, wow, right. Dad.
Really?
Wow.
Really, Dad?
Wow. Huh.
Cannot
stripper, huh?
She's yep. very secretive.
She's gone. She's off the internet. And the kids are probably so embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they are. It's not not something you're really proud of, I guess, for your dad to be dating the pole assassin.
No,
not really.
I mean, shoot your shot, I guess, but...
But that's his life now.
I will say...
It's crazy.
He's having experiences that...
He never was
he probably had would yeah. have never had.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
For sure he is. The monkey in itself is nuts.
Yeah.
Never mind your pole assassin. Another gynecologist making news today, but this for a good reason. He's invented, he believes, the world's first unisex condom.
Yes, sir. How in the world?
It can be worn by both genders. It's made from a medical grade used for dressing injuries and wounds. The inventor, John Tang Ying Chi, is a gynecologist from Malaysia. He hopes the Wanda Leaf unisex condom will be great for both sexes and believes it'll help people take better control of their sexual health. It's basically just a regular condom with an adhesive covering that attaches to the vagina or penis for extra protection. So it's got
you
some
glue
sort
it
of
down,
glue.
Huh?
Got some sort of glue in there.
I don't know. I
it's
can't even
applied
tell what
to
I'm
one
looking at.
Side of the condom, meaning it can be reversed and used by either sex. They make the condoms using polyurethane, a material used in transparent wound dressings that's thin and flexible.
I always feel like this kind of stuff is designed by someone who's never had sex. Because he just designed a condom that's going to glue to the inside of a lady's bits. That's terrible. That would be terrible for them.
Well, obviously, it's something that comes off easily. It's waterproof. It's made of strong materials.
It can't come off too easily.
He says once you put it on or in, you don't even realize it's there. They've gone through several rounds of clinical research and testing. It's going to be commercially available at the end of this year.
Does it look like it might actually glue to the sides?
I think it might be like, what was that? That when you put over leftovers and stuff.
Cling wrap?
Yeah.
Saran wrap?
I almost think what it's like is...
like a thinner version of it.
You know, like wristbands you'd get at a concert?
Like that paper?
Like you peel the side and stick it, and it's going to stick to the side and allow the thing to go in. See, it has that little part that you can peel.
Right.
Oh,
so
it
you
looks
can...
like the whole thing peels, though. The whole thing
yeah,
looks
sticky. Yeah, because think about it. If it's going in a lady, it's got to be sticky on the outside.
I know, but...
But if it's going...
It doesn't make any sense.
How's it not?
What's
I think it's
point?
Just the cling of it. Like...
Yeah.
It just sticks naturally.
Old. I don't...
Each box contains two condoms. It'll cost about 14 ringgits.
Yeah, so I got a collection of ringgits.
It's about $3 when they go on sale.
Ringgits are
gather
cool.
Gather up your ringgits.
I finally get to spend those ringgits. That's weird. I mean, I don't know what this
I just,
dude
I
is all about.
I wouldn't be the first person to try it. I'll say that. No. I'd let it get no. tested for a no. while, see if it actually holds up before you shove a sticky cling wrap in you.
It's like static cling keeps it in place, maybe.
But they're really working on new, amazing contraception devices because of this flesh-eating
what
STI that started to take off. Have right. you heard of this one?
I read about yeah. it, yeah.
It's called donovanosis. And it can cause your genitals to rot away.
I don't want that.
A certain bacteria is spread through unprotected sex. It doesn't eat the skin, but it's often described as flesh-eating due to the appearance of red, bloody sores on the genitals and anus. And if they're left untreated, it will eat away at them.
Wow. Wouldn't you think you just had like herpes or something? Like with the sores? Like if you got a bunch of sores, you might think you just have herpes. I guess still go to the doctor right away.
100%.
Obviously.
Yeah. This started in Australia, the Caribbean, Papua New Guinea, and India. It's now also...
Wait, Papua New Guinea? Papua I was New just Guinea. There.
I know. Sorry, Chuck. It's also popped up now in the UK, in the US. Cases are slowly climbing up.
That's scary.
Every year. It's very scary. You don't want genital skin-eating disease.
I think this one's pretty treatable.
Like a, yeah, if you go see someone. Yeah. Well, look how many idiots don't go see someone, though.
Right. I know. That's what gets people.
A relapse is possible 6 to 18 months following treatment, even if you've had treatment, though. But without treatment, extragenital infection can occur.
I know this one sounds terrible, okay? Like, it sounds terrible. But if Andy's, you know, right and it's easy to treat, it's one of the better, not one of the better, but at least it's...
I think it's curable.
You get it once and maybe relapse again one other time and then it's gone. That's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible for a while.
Oh,
I mean,
sure. You don't want red sores down there. You don't want red bloody sores on my genitals and anus.
No, I don't. I don't.
They got to start by not calling it flesh eating.
That's it. But you know what? It's smart to call it that just because...
Gets people's attention.
If it can turn to that... You got to get people in the hospital right away. Give me a shot, doc. Take care of it. Put that topical ointment on, whatever you got to do.
Ointment me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say if left untreated, it could cause the flesh around the genitals to literally rot away.
Nope.
So you don't want it. Again, it's very rare right now, but they do predict it's going to take off.
Oh, I'm sure.
So be super careful with your genitals.
People don't stop banging.
You're right.
They don't. No.
No.
You're right. But if your genitals rot off, you'll have to. Well, okay?
Tougher, yeah.
So keep that in mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
And this is a how unhot is she?
Okay.
Okay. I may have seen her.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I might have. If... sucks, but yes.
Well, this next story, of course, takes us to Florida.
Okay.
Where our pervert of the day is 53-year-old Suzanne Dill of Pensacola. Oh. She wanted to take her celebration to the next level when she showed up at a backyard party and proceeded to disrobe in front of everyone there.
That is a great party.
It appears she knew the family that was throwing the party.
Okay.
Although apparently not that well. At first, she started speaking provocatively.
I'm going to bang every guy in here.
And whipping out the odd boot.
Check these out. The milkers, I call them.
Oh, God.
Call them my milkers.
She's 53, right?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Yep.
Yeah, just wait.
And when asked to stop, she responded to their request by dropping her pants and grabbing her vagina.
Wow. Incredible.
There were a couple of kids at this party when the scene took place as well, along with many adults.
What's that?
She left the scene when someone threatened to call the cops on her.
Sure.
But she was later arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious behavior. The question that is remaining, how unhot is she? On a scale of 1 to 10...
10 being the worst.
10 being the worst.
But you already saw her, right?
Yes. I saw someone this morning as I looked over and Dave flipped a screen.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. I would say like a 9.
9 on the unhot scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 being the unhottest, the ugliest you could get, you're giving her a 9. And if this is the woman you think you saw, what's the number you'd give her?
Well, to me, like, I think the point, like, I went right to old lady voice, and I think even Lisa was like, oh, she's only 53. This is a 53-year-old who looks 73. If it's who I thought,
then it is who you thought.
Yes.
Then it absolutely is.
Yes, it is.
This is the oldest looking 53-year-old woman I've ever seen.
Yeah. I can't believe she's 53.
I don't know how your skin can get like that at 53. I really don't.
She looks like Sparky Anderson.
Oh my God.
I don't know who
that is.
Nailed it. Former manager of the Detroit Tigers and Cincinnati Reds in the 80s. Sparky Anderson.
Oh my God.
Right,
Lisa. Lisa.
That's 53? Have you ever seen a 53-year-old lady? That should be 73 or 83.
Yeah, she does not look 53 at all.
She's in some rough shape there.
There's some past mugshots of her with some meth face. She looks like Freddy Krueger.
Really?
Yeah, like she's got a bunch of big, huge open wounds on her face. Like it looks like Freddy Krueger's face.
So she's been through a bunch of crap,
yeah.
Right?
Well, she got naked and...
Ugh. Let's see here if we can... No, that's not her. I was going to say. Can I find the old ones?
Yeah.
Try doing it without mugshot.
So we can see her progression of... Oh, there.
Yeah. So
there.
Bottom left.
Oh, wow. Oh,
there's the Freddy Krueger face.
Wow.
Oh, that's scary.
Holy cow.
How old was she there?
Oh, my gosh. She looks worse there.
Well, that says she's 60.
Okay. That makes more sense.
I think you're just looking at all the Susan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's meth.
That's just meth.
That's terrifying.
Like, meth is... All her teeth are gone.
Like, that can't
every
be her,
one
right?
of her teeth...
Can that be her? In happier times?
It can't be. Right?
No.
Wait.
Might be.
My God, the doctor one looks like her.
She can't be a doctor. A doctor of meth?
No.
Girl kind of looked like her down there.
This one? But that's a different name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not great.
Man, she has been. I mean, you can see it in her face.
Yeah.
But you've never seen a 53-year-old lady look older in your entire life. That's a guarantee.
No, that's why I went right to the old lady voice, because I thought this woman was in her 70s for sure. And I would not want to see her nude. Even though, is there a chance that nude, she still looks okay?
Maybe.
But her face has just gone through it all?
There's no way in hell, Chuck.
I don't
know.
You
think this woman can look
okay? I don't
know
what it does. No, but I just don't understand, I guess, maybe what meth does. Like, if it affects your overall entire body. Or does
it... If it did that to her face, look how saggy that skin is.
I know, well...
That can't just stop at her neck.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Meth, like, ages your face.
That's what I mean.
So the maybe rest of her body might have not aged like that.
Right. Because there's plenty of 50-year-olds I'd be like, yeah, I'd like to see them nude.
I found her Facebook.
That was her 8 years ago.
Hmm.
Not as bad. Like past 10 years have been crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
This is just the worst drug you could possibly do.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand.
It's a real bad one. And it makes microscopic cuts on your face.
Yeah.
And in your mouth. And that's why that happens.
So your teeth all fall out?
Mm-hmm.
Cuts you up in there?
Yeah, Rod's.
She loves Def Leppard.
Oh,
well,
you
can tell that.
You knew that. Yeah, I didn't. You didn't even have to tell me that.
Very passionate about.
Yeah, she's like pouring sugar on me all the time.
If that lady was wearing like those Def Leppard clothes, I'd think she was in Def Leppard.
Yeah, she would look like a Def Leppard roadie.
Yeah, for sure she does look like a Def Leppard roadie.
Yep. She's taking apart the stage right
she
after
wrote
they're done.
Of Mark Harmon, ain't he fine?
He is.
Gibbs from NCIS?
And I believe she has a Harley Davidson tramp stamp.
Oh, of course.
Stuff is coming together here, but...
That It's amazing.
But like even that back, okay, if that's her back, that looks like the back of a younger woman.
Well, that could be from years ago.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, what if that's what her body still looks like, but her face looks like my 85-year-old nanny?
I think that's possible.
Right?
Not great. I don't think that she's got, like, a rocking body or anything. But
right. But you think it's, like, more, like, targets your face.
It could be, yeah. I think that her face is probably a lot worse than the rest of it.
She has not been active on social media since 2016.
Well, no. She's got other stuff to worry about.
She's probably been busy.
Yeah.
Meth keeps you busy.
Tricks. Meth does. Meth distracts you.
I mean, it keeps you busy.
If I'm getting nude and doing my Michael Jackson crotch-grabbing impersonation in front of a party full of people, something's gone really wrong.
I'd love to know exactly what she did.
I feel like she...
I feel like she diddle, put her show on.
Diddle, diddle.
Which is terrible.
Horrible. You deserve to be arrested. Sorry for your life, Suzanne Diddle, but...
Yeah, it sucks. Like, bad choices.
You still can't touch yourself in front of people. You know, unless they ask for it.
True. True, Dave.
You have to have consent.
Mm-hmm.
She's been... She was still saggy then, though.
Oh, like it but was already taking like, a toll.
It's she's like a white trash grandma at 53.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. If you want to see her, go check her out. Someone said more like meth leopard.
Well, sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where we posted her mugshot. Here is another crazy story of the day. A one-armed go-kart thief got up to some trouble.
Yeah.
This man suspected of stealing a go-kart from a Parker Murdoch store in Colorado. I don't know if that's a chain. I don't know what it is. He was arrested after returning to the same store for the third time.
I'm wondering if it's like a Dunham's or a something like that. Because like you can go into Dunham's.
Go-karts.
Well, Dunham sells go-karts and Stella almost stole one the other day. Because she found
clothing
it.
And more.
She found it so sweet. There's like a little section that they have in some of these stores that sells those little little motorcycles.
I think they have like a section like that at Dick's Sporting Goods too.
Dick's has the same thing. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of store.
It's like clothing and tools and sporting goods and pets and farm and ranch.
Got it all.
And trucks.
Yeah.
And tires. You can get it all at Parker Murdoch's.
Yeah.
So this guy goes there. He steals a go-kart.
He must have brought some gas.
Oh, you'd have to, right? They wouldn't just be gassed up and ready to go.
I don't think so, no.
So he'd been in 2 weeks earlier scoping the place out. They really thought he was suspicious. Then they noticed after a go-kart was stolen, it was the same guy. But when he tried to steal it with his one arm, it didn't work out. He flipped it. There's some pictures of him flipping it here.
Oh, he is too big for it.
Yeah, he's a...
It's a child's go-kart.
Yeah, he's a large one-armed man who is not meant to be in a go-kart.
His dreams were shattered right away.
Not only his dreams. Thank God he only had one arm to break.
Yeah, I wonder if he went down on his one arm or his good arm. I don't know. Anyway, the suspect who has one arm flipped the go-kart and then abandoned it. But he really wants a go-kart.
Yeah.
So he showed back up again at Parker Murdoch's for the third time, but employees were on to him now.
If he's homeless, he could become like king of the homeless.
Oh my God, yeah. He's like the leader of the Thunderdome.
Becomes an emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homeless Thunderdome.
Yeah, so you understand why he keeps going back. That's his shot.
I must be king of the homeless.
Uh-huh.
I mean, until he runs out of gas, but...
Well, yeah, the employees were onto him this time. The third time he came to the store, they immediately called police. He was arrested for outstanding warrants and transported to jail.
Yeah. Wherever we were, and I was looking at those motorcycles, because a couple of Roland's buddies have these little motorcycles. They're not very expensive. They don't go very fast. They're like these little beater things. They had a full go-kart set up just like that.
Stella took one look at it, and she has a need for speed. Like, she is a nut.
Right.
And she was like, "That I want that." I'm like, "You're not getting
it.
That's
where would she
way
drive
too-
it?
Who knows?
Anywhere in the neighborhood. She
anywhere.
Can go.
Yeah. I'm like,
would get
no.
one to drive around my backyard.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's no rules and regulations for those things. I mean, can you drive them on
streets? I don't know
what
the rules are. I mean, she would
probably
break
just
them.
Not main streets, probably like just side streets. Street. And stuff.
Yeah, like yeah. side streets. There's a lot of kids. The problem is there's tons of kids driving around anyway, and cars don't see people. And I was like, Stella, no one would see that go-kart. You'd fly out from beyond a parked car, no one would see you. And I've seen you just cross the street walking, and it's scary. So, no. No go-karts
I've never
are
seen
your,
go-karts for sale.
But if she's on a go-kart track, she's the maniac. Like, she's the one at the front. She's the one.
Oh, is she?
She's the one going into a corner, knocking a guy across so that she can be out front. That's her.
Hmm. Trying to find them on their website here at Parker Murdoch.
So, like, that's like the Coleman. So, like, it would be a Coleman go-kart, I think, is the probably the same. It might be the same company. And I'm not sure on that, though.
I spell it with a K. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, no, see?
Oh, they're not cheap. The cheapest one here is, like, $1,500.
Yeah, those
bucks.
Ones are a well, bit more expensive ones. Than what I saw. No, yeah. But, I mean, like, it was this thing was gas-powered, but it was only a single-person one. Those are double. Those are a bit more adult. Those are too adult.
Well, this is youth. The
yeah.
This one's a youth two-seater.
Yeah.
The other one's an adult.
So there was like a youth one-seater. It was around. It was probably around $1,000, which is why I was like, no, you're not. I mean, give me a break.
Someone says there's a store like that here. They sell everything, including go-karts. They usually do have some gas in them so they can be tested out.
Where am I going to test it? I'm just going to fire it up in the store? I mean, I know some of these stores are big.
I don't think you can drive a go-kart through them, though.
If you could test drive a go-kart in the store, I'm going to go
all
and
you
test
would do.
Drive go-karts
That's all you
all
would
day.
Do.
Well, somewhere in the text, you can find out where to do it, James, and you can go.
Drive that sucker right up and down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
It worked great.
I didn't realize it really is James all terrain.
James is setting a jump up.
Yeah, I'm like, don't worry. It's going to be fine. I need 5 more coolers and a big piece of wood.
And a bunch of Yeti coolers.
I better get a helmet. Yeah, we get those Yeti coolers.
Yeah.
And if any of them break, I'll take a discount on them.
Well, the problem with having one arm, though, you're easily spotted when you have stolen something. So when he came back into the store, they got him.
Yeah.
And he has now been arrested.
Sure.
He will not be the king of the homeless. Mm.
That's too
just
bad.
Yet.
Not this time.
Just yet.
It's not easy to become king of the homeless.
I think you just need a go-kart.
Well, maybe it is easy.
What went wrong when a guy was showing his new gun off to his lady at the Whataburger drive-thru in Texas?
Huh.
Let's find out here with this quick update. No, that's not it. That is some foreign leader. Let's go to the store. Here we go.
This morning, a man shot outside a Whataburger, and police believe it was an accident. Officers say the victim was showing off a gun to a woman in the drive-thru of that Whataburger on Audrey Pond around 3 this morning. The woman was holding a gun when it went off, hitting the guy in the arm. Still not clear if the woman will face charges, but police say as of now, it appears that shooting is accidental.
Could you forgive a girlfriend that shot you?
No.
Like a I'd wife, pretty... I think it'd be different. If Amber accidentally shot me right now, I'd probably have to forgive her.
Well, I can understand forgiving, but would you ever let it go? I'd never let it go.
No, I guess you'd never let it go.
No, you'd never. I guess that's the difference.
She ran into you with the car and you never let it go.
I never let it go.
She shot you. I can't imagine.
No, my God. I can't even.
Sorry about your life, Amber, because you're going to pay for that.
That's what I mean.
Ways.
You forgive her, yes. Like, you don't charge her. You don't want her to go to jail or anything like that. But you never, like, for everything. Hey, can you make me a grilled cheese? Oh, no, you're busy? Busy like the time I was in the hospital after you shot me in the arm?
Busy.
You know?
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
Like, I mean, you.
Always use it.
Oh, I'd never have to do anything
Non-stop.
Again.
Non-stop.
Oh, I wish I could clean the pool, but my arm that was shot in is really sore.
You know when the weather changes?
That's too bad. I can't. Maybe someone else could go out and do that.
Yeah.
My arm with the gunshot wound is in quite a bit of pain.
Yeah.
Right
might
now.
Be rain coming because that gunshot wound in my arm is really throbbing today.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get anything done.
Oh.
I could get over it.
You think you could?
Yeah.
With a girlfriend if someone shot you?
Yeah, if I loved her, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not considering it.
If there wasn't any, like, lasting damage, she'd, you know.
I'd much rather, I guess, just be shot in the arm than take some kind of really bad
Well, it could be chest. Much worse, right?
Yeah.
She could have pointed that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Blew his balls up, blew his little hole in his
head. I feel like she was just holding it and didn't know exactly how to hold it.
I do want to ask that question, though, because I think that's interesting. What has someone done to you that you will never let them live down? Have you been in a situation like this with someone? Did they shoot you in the balls?
God.
Unless that'd be a real bad one. I don't think I could forgive
that one. You can't forgive.
You can't forgive that if your balls are blown off.
I feel like you aimed at my balls.
Yeah, that's not an accident. Mm-hmm. So what has someone done to you that you won't let them live down? If you've got a quick story, 1-855-954-6969. It's toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Someone said my neighbor in Florida was accidentally shot by his girlfriend when he was in the shower.
Ran that through. Oh. Mm. Where?
Well, he can't move from the waist down.
Oh.
But still together. Mm. Well, I mean, my choices are limited now.
Oh, I know your, yes, as right. your choices, but my I wonder choices, also if she feels any guilt and that's why she stuck yes. around.
I'm sure. If you've paralyzed a man.
Yep.
But you should Hardly. Stick with him.
You should, but I think a lot of people wouldn't.
My sister broke my dad's neck with a softball, and we still haven't let her live it down. Well, sure, you broke dad's neck.
Yeah. I hope dad is okay.
I would assume.
Yeah,
would
just assume. Just a crack.
Just some sort of
vertebra.
My wife threw me off the back of a four-wheeler. I bring it up every time we go out. That was 4 years ago.
It's funny when someone falls off the back of any kind of four-wheeler golf cart.
Unless they're decapitated. Usually,
well, unless they die, yeah. Yeah. Don't want them to die. Slow.
This woman said, I'll never let my husband live down that he accidentally set me on fire when he was joking around with a lighter. I'm assuming all these people weren't gravely hurt.
No. I hope not. I mean, I hope not. Was a guy, like, trying to be funny and he, like, put... You know, like you flick a lighter close to someone's hair, like, oh!
Yeah, but then...
Coming in, oh! And then all of a sudden... Yeah.
Went up.
Don't joke around with flames.
I know. The people are gonna...
Justin, what did someone do to you that you won't let them live down? Hi, Justin.
Hello?
Hey, go
hey,
ahead.
What's up?
We're having some troubles here, man. Oh. Try us again. Try us again some other time.
Yeah.
Rick in Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
So a guy was shot by his girlfriend. We're wondering what someone's done to you that you won't let them live down.
My daughter accidentally hit me in the back of the head with a 2x4, and I tease her about it relentlessly.
How do you accidentally hit someone with a 2x4, unless it's in a fake wrestling match?
No, we were... I was building some shelves for a pantry for my wife in the basement. We were out in the garage cutting the wood, and I had her screwing them together on the floor. And so she likes power tools, so she's like, show me how to work this, and pointed at the saw. So, you know, she's good. I trust her. So I showed her how to measure and how to cut, and she's up there cutting it, and I'm down on the floor screwing the other ones together. And she went to grab another one and picked it up and swung it around and caught me right in the back of the head.
Oh. Yeah, you gotta think about that back end.
You nickname her Hacksaw.
Yeah.
Hey, little Hacksaw. How you doing,
it wasn't man? It wasn't really hard enough to hurt or anything, but it hurt a little bit, barely. But I was still, it's still fun to tease her about.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
Anytime my kids hit me about the face or head, neck area, I always ham it up.
Oh,
I always,
you're quite
like,
the victim.
I act like it was almost a death blow. Don't tell them. Do not tell them this.
And then they feel guilty and prey on that.
Well, I feel like you have to, you know, so that they're more careful.
Oh, I see.
About stuff. You got to ham it up a little bit.
Ladarius is in Tampa. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. First time caller.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for listening. What did someone do to you that you won't let them live down?
This was about some years ago. I served in the United States Marine Corps, and I was stationed in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Some buddies of mine, we all went out. We were celebrating because we just came back from Japan and got totally hammered.
Yeah.
So we end up seeing like a group of chicks, and we're talking to them, and one chick in particular pulls me to the side and starts talking to me. Next thing I know, I don't even know behind my back, my friends are plotting against me, and then all of a sudden, pants get pulled. I look down, I've been pantsed.
Aw.
You were wearing underwear?
Oh, no, I was totally going commando, dong out.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
No shame.
You were
liquid
nude,
courage took over.
Nude waist down in the bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't care. Took her home that night, and it was...
Oh, wow, well, Ladarius.
Was like that.
I mean, yeah, everything Ladarius. Was okay there. Everything I'm having trouble fine. Feeling sorry for you. If you were pants in a bar and you still got dude. The lady to go home yeah, with you. Obviously, little Ladarius is doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't expecting it, but I still to this day, me and my veteran buddies, we keep in contact. And how I open up the conversation, hey, still pantsing people in the bar? You're like, you still don't let us live that down. I'm like, hey, even though I got play out of it, you're still kind of
yeah, because it would have devastated my life.
Look, I wasn't trying to unwrap the present before Christmas.
Yeah,
right.
But for those fellows that aren't Ladarius below the belt, like Chuck,
yeah,
that's devastating.
That would have been. I would have. Yeah, there would have been taps. Would have played.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that would have been it for that night,
dude. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for your service. Have a good day.
You too.
See
thanks,
ya,
man.
Yeah, for the right guy, yeah, that might work out.
Sounds fine.
It worked out like, for Ladarius.
Oh, look at that. No. Who did that? Who pants me?
But for others, that could be a huge blow. Someone said, my fiance handed me peanut butter ice cream. I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. I had to be rushed to the hospital by ambulance. Luckily, everything was fine, but I've been bringing it up now for 3 years and counting.
This almost happened to you, too, Dave.
Yep. Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
My cake for my 30th birthday was surrounded by peanuts.
Yeah, that's
surrounded. Like the nuts were the decorations around the outside of the entire
cake.
Look at
that.
Couldn't have even a single piece of it. And then she had me try her pad thai, which I didn't know what it was, smothered in peanut sauce.
Oh, night. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what made me rush to the...
Yeah.
Drugstore to get some Benadryl immediately.
Mm.
But luckily, I'm not extreme, right?
Or yeah,
I'd be dead.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd be dead.
She'd be more careful if he could kill you.
Yeah, she just did this to me the other day, and we were out, and she was, like, being really sweet. She was passing me an appetizer. She dipped it in the sauce, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I can tell by the color of the sauce. I'm like, there's two sauces there. One, obviously, a peanut-based, and the other one was, like, soy sauce.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you... just dip that in the peanut sauce? Like, oh, no! Like, she's always like, it's the hugest shock.
I feel like she might...
two decades!
Yeah, she might be, like, taking the best piece and then, like, intentionally dipping in the peanut sauce. Oh, the juiciest!
No!
I can't.
I guess I'll have this. Yeah, it continues.
Yeah.
Someone said, my now wife nearly killed me with a Reuben sandwich. The sauerkraut had gone bad.
Oh, my God.
And gave me viral gastroenteritis in the hospital for 6 days with acute renal failure.
Imagine how bad sauerkraut is.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Listen.
Sauerkraut good is bad.
I was going to say, you show me the best sauerkraut, the most fresh, and I would never eat it.
Sir, calm down. You have the farts of a dead man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He let another one go. Close out the wing.
Jesus.
Yep.
Bad sauerkraut. Someone said, I broke my brother's collarbone, and there's a piece of glass in his chest that still hasn't come out yet because it was in a bad spot. He will never let me live that down.
Well, no.
Here's some more phone calls here. We're asking, what did someone do to you that you will never let them live down? Brandon's in Texas. Good morning,
hey,
Brandon.
How's it going?
Good, dude.
Lifeless eyes.
like a gnome.
Old school.
Yeah.
So it wasn't me. It was my dad to my mom. I came home from homecoming when I was like a junior or whatever. Basically, my dad hit my mom with a four-wheeler. They were on a figure-eight track, and he didn't see her. It was real dusty, and she messed her arm up really bad. And it was quite a process, but, yeah, she won't let him live it down. She says, you broke it, you buy it.
Well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hit with a four-wheeler. Destroy your shoulder. I mean, that's going to be like arthritis. That's pain for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, no,
right?
That's not good. Yeah, I hate to really analyze it.
I know, I'm thinking about long school effects of this. Yeah. It will...
Much else who knew this morning. Yeah.
Shut
that
it.
Man
shut it up. That's enough. We got it.
Mm.
Jesus. back here to Nick from Boston. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Penis.
Penis to you. What did someone do to you that you will never let them live down?
So when I was in college, this kid, got back at me. But over the course of like 6 months, I kept waking up to cockroaches in my room. And I could not understand for the life of me why. So finally I realized, you know, I'm getting rid of this mattress, a brand new mattress. As I'm getting rid of it, I found about 15 pieces of bacon in between my box spring and mattress with grease stains all over. This kid knew that I kept waking up to cockroaches and wouldn't tell me that he left bacon in between the mattress and box springs for over 6 months.
Oh, yeah. So he just was.
So he was trying to be a jokester by putting bacon in your mattress?
Well, he was getting back at me. I put a millipede on his lip when he was past.
He swallowed a millipede.
What comes around comes around, baby, right?
I mean, I think bacon. It's just.
Come on now.
He started the bug war. You put a millipede on my mouth and I ate it. That's horrifying.
Chuck goes and gets a sword.
It's not going to be good.
What about this one?
I'll let my pretties after you.
My cousin stuffed 2 tampons soaked in Lucid up my ass while I was already passed out. Your cousin is a pervert.
No.
Hard sleeper, huh? 2 of them.
I sleep right
2.
Through it. Why is he smiling?
I think he's enjoying this. Had to get rushed to the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that. You're already passed out. So something tells me the blood alcohol level's already high enough.
Right.
And then to add anything to the butt. It's
directly into your bloodstream.
Also, though, man, you really can't hang around people that go after your butthole if you pass out. You got to know who your friends are.
Yeah, well, this is family. That's a cousin.
But even still, I mean, you can't hang out with that cousin. You should never hang out with a cousin who's going to go after your beehole. Oh, I passed out and you shoved something up my butt.
Bye-bye. Sierra, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay, thanks. Oh, what did someone do to you that you'll never let them live down? Or you did something to someone, I guess.
Oh, I already talked to somebody.
Yes, but now you're on the air. That's how this works here on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was backing out of my boyfriend's driveway, not paying attention, just staring at him, and ran right into his car.
Mm. Yes. Call that the Amber.
You know, thankfully never done that to me. She's done that to a neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
She just hit you on the road.
Yeah, just hit you on the road.
You were driving.
Yes, she did rear-end me on the freeway. This guy said, my wife thought it would be sexy to pour chocolate syrup on my dong before a BJ.
Okay.
And thought heating it up would feel better. It was scalding hot when she poured the chocolate on. That was 30 years ago, and I still remind her of how enjoyable that was.
Jeez. Like liquid napalm poured all over your dong.
Crazy. Caramel would be worse.
Yeah, I think it would.
Right.
I think when that stuff
heats up. It's not
going
to be great, but.
No.
Have you ever tried to eat it?
That's a big guy thing.
But if you've like heated up caramel in the microwave and you try to test it and it's super hot and it destroys your mouth.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Imagine that on your genitals.
Yep. I have.
Whew. It would be no good.
No.
Jake's in Providence, Rhode Island. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay, man. What did you do to someone that they'll never let you live down?
So my fiance now, who we've been together since like high school, so about 11 years, she's in the kitchen doing the dishes. And I come up behind her and I'm just like playing around, put her in a chokehold. I'm like, go to sleep. Like, let her go. And, like, my mom and sister walk in and she like goes to sleep on the kitchen floor.
You literally put her in a chokehold.
You maybe a minute too long.
I don't know. I think I like hit the right spot or something, but I don't know, she just like knocked right out. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't want to make someone pass right out. I'd be so terrified that I've
killed them.
Killed them.
Yeah. Yes, Dave.
That's the number one word.
Try not to kill anyone.
Are they alive? Chris in Shelby. Hey. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're all right. What's your story?
All right, so it's not me. It's one of my buddies I went to high school with. It was a long time ago, and we all were drunk at a party, and one of our buddies was passed out on a couch, blackout, with his mouth wide open. So one of my buddies decides it's a good idea to drop his pants and drop his testicles inside our buddy's mouth as he's sleeping.
Oh my God.
He didn't even wake up.
My goodness.
Time for some ball sack tea.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So did he then find out about it later?
You gotta take a picture.
Yeah. And he got extremely mad, but
well, sure.
He wasn't gonna do anything about it. It was just kinda it's not pretty, you know, and it was after a long night of partying, so I'm sure you can imagine how fresh those balls were.
Oh my God.
Oh goodness gracious.
The lingering taste of the man balls.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
horrible.
That ball sweat. Yeah, it's not good. And the funny part is the guy who did it, he can get any girl he wants and has since, like, seventh grade. so it's like out of all people, it's him. Like, you'd think he's gay, but he's definitely not gay at all.
You never know. Just don't let him put his balls in your mouth, Chris. That's all we're saying. You never know.
No, I keep them. I won't go near the pencil pole.
All right. Yeah. All right. Have a good day. It's always a strange thing. I get it, pranksters. Woo. But it's a strange thing to dip your testicles in another man's mouth.
Sure
for
is.
Fun.
Yeah. At the very most, you just touch them right to their forehead, right on the forehead. Maybe into their eyes. If they're asleep. You know, like the Roman helmet, and then you're done.
Yeah. In the mouth.
Yeah. You don't have to actually make
mouth
pee.
Is like I'm trying to enjoy this.
Yeah, that's a little too erotic for me.
Yeah.
If you're just prankster, you just touch it right to the top of the forehead. Boink.
Someone said he was joking around with his wife, tried to throw her on the bed to wrestle with her. She bounced up so high and put her head through the wall.
That sucks. It ruins the moment.
It sure does.
Or she loved it.
Oh, no, I can't imagine.
I don't think putting your head through a wall is great.
I don't think so, but there's a couple out there.
And now she's lying with her head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do at that point. Then I got to fix a wall.
Well, let's just hope you don't have to fix a neck.
Well, yeah, that too. I can't fix one, though.
Someone said, bought a brand new truck, about 75 grand. First day I brought it home, my girlfriend pulling out of the driveway while texting or God knows what, scratched the whole side of the truck with the metal mailbox. I'll never let her live it down. Man, I feel like I've lived through most of these.
I was thinking that. Every time a story comes up, mostly.
Most of these. I love my wife, but I realize she's done me dirty.
Yeah, the car stuff.
She has done me dirty. She did. She has like a whole yellow scrape down the side of my truck years ago.
Yep.
And she just has no idea. Blamed it on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't remember, huh?
A lot of the stuff I've let go, I've been nice. I realize I don't bring it up anymore. But they're rear-ending me on the road.
Yeah. You can't bring all of it up all the time.
No, you bring it up on the show quite a bit.
Well, sure. Yes, I guess.
So I guess that was
bigger
a good
audience.
Revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is absolute revenge.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.